You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
Active Kinder,
Million Dollar Meth,
Chimney Ghost,
Heavy Stream.
Aw, I love a nice stream.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Yeah, aw.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob Cast.
That is me.
How's it going, man?
Very good. Happy solar eclipse day.
I can't see it. I didn't see it. I looked right at the eclipse and I didn't see it. I don't see anything anymore.
No, you don't. of course, we're recording on the Monday, and it was the day of the solar eclipse. And it was something. It was, you know.
Well, yeah, it's really cool to see. I think the next one's in 7 years, 2024.
Okay.
But I think that, you know, because there's been a lot of regressive stuff happening in the world of politics and science and everything else.
Right.
So
right.
If we could get all the science deniers all lined up in the path of the eclipse,
yes.
That'd be great. Yeah, thanks. Be great. Yeah.
Well, we have a funny story. You sent me a video halfway through the day, like right when the eclipse was going on, and you messaged me on Facebook, said, "Hey, check out this video." I'm like, "Yeah, I saw the eclipse. Cool."
You're like, it's cool. And I'm like, no, you got to see this video, man. We'll watch till the end.
And do you want to describe what?
it's you know, it's a video of the sun, and then eventually it gets, you know, it's being blocked out.
Yes.
Right, by what you assume is the moon.
It's not.
It's not, because as he slowly starts to pan out, you see, it's a scrotum.
Yes.
And a pair of testicles acting as the moon. And yeah. Only until you pull, till the end of the video, until it fully pulls out, you're like, what? Why does the moon have hair? What?
Yep.
Oh, those are balls. Oh,
yeah, because, yeah, it's basically a screenshot of what looks like the sun, and all of a sudden you see it. Like, they needed that Space Odyssey 2001 music. Dun, dun, dun. And then you see his balls enter the shot. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? So I start laughing. And, of course, I got to show everybody I'm working with. Hey, check it out. You want to see the video of the eclipse? And one guy's looking at me going, you're fucked, man. I'm like, no, it's not mine. I don't know. I got to share.
That's the point I want to bring up, is that every time I send out, I don't know. I guess it's because people don't. People send dick pics, all that, but nobody sends out pics of their balls, right? So every time I send out a pic of somebody's balls, every Easter I always send out the one where it looks like the turkey throat, but it's actually the scrotum, right?
Yes, of course.
Right, and there's that one, and then there was Santa Claus, the bag over his shoulder was like a. It was
basically,
again, scrotum.
Basically, Roman has balls for all occasions.
Right.
Including solar eclipses, apparently.
let me check my bag of balls, a bag of tricks here. But it never fails. I can send it to 100 dudes.
Right.
Dudes will just start laughing.
Yeah, of course.
I can send it to, for each woman I send it to, I get the same response. It'll be like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, my God. Are those your balls?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm bent over, you know, with the sun in the sky with my asshole pointed right to the damn sky. My asshole's gone blind now because it's pointing at the split lips. And well, I've got my own balls.
You're a big dude, so the cinematography would be fucking outstanding. Like, it would just be like, there's your Academy Award right there.
Let's face it, I'm a big dude. If I'm bending over to try to like record my own balls, it's just a guessing game anyways.
Well, hey, but if you had it on the iCloud and you were watching it on your big screen TV, it's kind of like a monitor.
You can... Yeah. While I'm outside, while the neighbors are like, "What channel is this going to be on?"
Well, okay.
There's two eclipses.
Once you sent it to me, I went ahead and sent it. I've shared it with a few people, right? I sent it to my brother. He's like, and he's in Alberta, and he's like, "Oh, wow, great to hear from you, bro." Like, you know, come on. And then I sent it to our UK correspondent, Rob Wade.
That's how you know if people have watched it or not, because they responded like, "Oh, cool."
Yeah, that's what I said to you, and you're like, "No, watch it." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah. Okay, here it goes." So now I was braced for it, but then I sent it to our UK correspondent, Rob Wade, and he wrote me back, "What the fuck?" And it wasn't WTF. It was literally spelt out, "What the fuck?" ? And then it dawned on me, I'm like, oh shit, the solar eclipse isn't as visible in the UK as it is here in North America.
Yeah, it's not at all.
Exactly.
It's cutting from Washington down to the Carolinas, so.
Yeah, so like, and, well, it was basically people in Vancouver watching it, but I guess on this side of the globe, and I guess across the Atlantic, it would have been, he goes, yeah, I wrote him back, I'm like, it's a joke about the solar eclipse. And he's like, what? I'm like, everybody's talking about it here. Of course, if you live in North America, you would automatically get it. Like I did. I'm like, oh, of course, this is not just some, but he thought I was randomly sending him a video of the sun with my balls entering the picture. And I guess the solar eclipse wasn't on the news everywhere in the UK. So I guess because it wasn't top of the mind, you know what I mean? It was like, oh.
Well, it's been trending all over Twitter. It's all over the place.
Yeah, I know, but
he must not have seen anything about it.
Well, have seen it, but he's not making us like, work. Oh, mental note, at 2 o'clock, I better, you mean, get some glasses and look outside so I can check this thing out. So you mean, it wasn't as prevalent. So I guess out of context, that video is... So I had to explain myself. I'm like, no. I'm like, oh yes, of course. And it was all patched up, and we're all
That's the thing. Like, you send it to somebody in Europe, right? And, you know, you send it to you know, to the English dude, right? You send it to Rob and he's yes. like, just saying, like, he's in England, and he's right. like, what? I don't want to. Oh, you're like, oh yeah, sorry, man. I got to explain myself here. Whereas whenever I send it to my female friends, who I can send stuff like this to them, right. They're not offended and they get the joke right away. It's never a problem.
Right.
But I always have to explain myself that these are not my balls.
Yes.
But it could have came from any guy, and immediately these women would have said, "Are those your balls? What do you think we just want to show our balls to everybody?"
Yes.
Now, dick pics if we want to nail you. Sure. Yeah.
Well, no, you know? that's the reality we live in. Like, we don't see. Okay, we get. I'm quite sure the Roman Podcast gets more dick pics than the average male because of our tasty nude campaign. But that's our fault. You ask the internet for something, and holy fuck, you get it. But okay, so but a woman in 2017 having some dick pic or a ball video or something is probably not uncommon.
Well, no, the dick pics I get, but even guys sending dick pics, no, you don't send just a ball pic. That's just weird. If you just send balls,
that's just weird.
That's just strange. They serve no function. The girls don't want to see them. They're kind of, you know, you can never iron them. You know, you can never get those wrinkles out.
I'm not a connoisseur.
Well, of course you are. You've got it set.
But the way you're phrasing it is you're. It's almost like you're condoning dick pics, but once you throw the balls alone, it's like, okay, now you're offside, sir.
Well, I get the point of dick pics. I'd never send one, but I understand why people are doing
yes,
it.
Yes, okay.
You know, as stupid as it is.
Yes, and we don't unless you were asking for it. Yeah,
You want to confuse it. You want to confuse a girl? Go, hey, baby, I got some for you, and just send her a picture of your balls. She's gonna be like, I can't do anything with that. That literally does nothing for me.
Well, that's you know, like whatever you mean. Like, you know, you could send a dick pic to your girlfriend or your wife, or as long as it's in jest and they know. It's not like the other. I don't know if you're jumping on a news story here, but I saw this the other day where guys were airdropping dick pics. Have you heard this?
No.
Okay, on a subway, or on a city bus or something. I guess it had to be. If you have an iPhone, you have the AirDrop function, which means if I want to say, if I open up a picture in on my iPhone, I could message it to you. I could send it to you Facebook Messenger. I can Instagram it. I could duplicate it. I could save it. I could put it in the cloud. And there's an AirDrop function. So let's say if I'm doing the post on this show, right? And on my iPad, I draw up the little graphic or something we're going to use for our thumbnail on our publisher. And then I can literally, instead of plugging it in, I can just AirDrop it to my Mac on my desk because they're both Apple products.
Right. But, it's like using a Dropbox.
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly it. But it works between Macs, right? But what you do, most people have, it's an AirDrop off or AirDrop for contacts only. But some people don't put it on there or just have AirDrop everyone. So if you're sitting on the bus and I have opened a picture, it will show me every phone within range that has AirDrop on. And I can just go click, 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 click. And if I name, like right now, you'll see it. It says Robert's iPhone. But if I name my phone something, you know what I mean, generic iPhone, like you're going to get a dick pic. So apparently, get back to the story. That's the science behind AirDropping. So girls on the bus and it goes beep, 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 beep. And it says accept pic. But when it says, do you want to accept this pic? It still shows you the pic.
Oh,
so some dudes randomly on a bus or a subway or somewhere just AirDropping his dick.
And I get that. And that's wrong. Pardon the pun, but that's a dick move. Right. But what I'm saying is that dick pics are for women. Unless you're a gay dude, that's fine. Then it's for men. But we're just talking the hetero ones here. Like, okay, so dick pics are for women. Testicle pics are for your buddies.
Yes.
You know, my dick to this girl, but my best friend is getting a picture of my balls.
That's that joke where what you do is you take your balls out and you take them out of your zipper, and then you go, oh, look, I sat in gum. And they, what? And they look down at your balls like, oh, what the fuck?
That's what I'm saying, right?
That's a classic joke. That's a,
right. So that's what I'm saying. It's like just setting up, like, guys will send dick pics, but nobody sends a picture of their balls unless it's to their buddy or something.
Yes.
So when you send a ball pic, like a scrotum pic to a chick, they're immediately confused and they're immediately like, oh my God, oh my, oh, are those your balls?
Yeah. Just like, why would you send me this? Yeah, I understand. I understand what you're saying. And maybe, I don't know, we can ask our listeners, what do they think? If they want to see this video, you're going to have to message us personally on Twitter, and then we can send it your way, because we're not posting it in the show notes because we'll be kicked off of Apple Podcasts. Yeah. And we don't want to lose iTunes or Apple or Google Play.
Yeah, you may get it from a friend anyways. It starts off, they say something like, oh, it just passed Hong Kong, you should have a look. And that's what my older cousin sent it to me, and like, right. He never sends me anything. And then I'm just like, oh, okay, fine, whatever, I'll have a look. And I just started laughing.
Okay, so,
like, that's hilarious.
So we managed to talk about, okay, yeah. So if you're going to send pics of balls, make sure they're in context. Like I said, I Rob Wade, I apologize. I didn't want to scare you. He's like, well, what the fuck? Like, I don't, like, Canadians are usually a lot more polite than this. Why is he doing this?
I think it would have been funny if you would have said, oh, God, no, those aren't my balls. They're Romans.
They're Romans, yeah.
What do you think I am, sicko? They're Romans.
They're Romans. Just share his balls. And also, too, that AirDropping. Yeah, so that is an actual story. A woman is horrified because she opens her phone and goes, do you want this picture? Oh, my God. And she immediately looks around the bus and, yeah, can't tell because obviously the picture was taken earlier.
Obviously the person's just going to be, you know, keeping his head down, looking at his phone. He's not going to acknowledge it was him.
No, he's not going to be like, tee!
Gotcha! Yeah.
So, yeah, uninvited dick pics are, no, please don't. Or ball pics for that matter, unless, of course, your loophole, it's to your buddy.
Yeah. And like I said, the Christmas one with Santa's bag.
Yeah.
And the Thanksgiving one with the turkey neck.
I've seen the one where the guy's holding the carton of eggs, except what he did, he took out two eggs and tucked his balls in.
That guy has huge balls, man.
Yeah,
that
he's sitting. They're sitting on his lap, and he's like, "Oh, look at these eggs!" And you're looking at the eggs, and like, "Wait a minute."
His balls are the size of like two large hard-boiled eggs. Like some huge balls, man.
So yeah, I got some clankers. Wow, we just spent 15 minutes on balls.
Yeah, there you go. Welcome to the Rome Podcast. This is what we do.
There we go.
You're expecting highbrow comedy?
No.
This is not it.
No, this is not. It is what it is, right?
Yeah, it's good times, man.
So, solar eclipse today. Other than that, okay, what else happened today? Are you
going on this week there? I don't know, man. Not much, man. Just trying to take care of myself the best I can. Trying not to die. If you're gonna have a goal,
yeah,
right? You know, so everybody's like, oh, I want to run a little further. I want to eat better. Mine is simple: just try not to die.
Yeah, exactly. That's just it. You know, especially when you get to our age, early 40s, it's all a matter of routine now. It's like I get up Monday morning, I'm like, oh fuck, like I don't want to go to the gym, and I know Mondays are long because. I off to the gym, then I'm off to work, then I'm at work all day, and then we're recording on Monday evenings, which it's not a chore, but it still makes for a long day because it's like just boom, 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 boom. By the time I do the post on the show, boom, it's bedtime.
Yeah, because you got to go through making sure you haven't said anything offensive.
Well, that's just it. Obviously, Roman and I have had discussions, believe it or not, even after that intro for the show, there's stuff on the cutting room floor that we go, oh, no.
No. Yes,
we have a sniff test on the show, and I know it's hard to believe, but yeah, we actually have stuff that we do think, well, you know what, that's a little too far.
And it's stuff that we'll never speak of again.
Never again. So, other than that, okay, so anything else this week? Or do you want to just jump right into the stories?
No, I mean, I think that's pretty much it. Just to recap. Ladies, if you're sent a comedy thing or a picture or a video, don't ask him if it's his balls. Unless he says, these are my balls.
It's a good thing we don't have sponsors. Because, like, now, word from our sponsors.
Yeah. You know, Harry's Razors.
Dollar Shave Club.
We're the perfect candidates for this stuff,
yes,
man.
Yes, exactly. I know.
If you listen to Kevin Smith's podcast or Titus podcast or even Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
You know, we're fucking far tamer than those guys.
Well, exactly.
And they're sponsored by Harry's and Dollar Shave Club.
And they get the shave butter and, oh, yeah, best shave of your life. And, oh, fuck, I don't know what we do with that. Anyway, let's dig ourselves off. Let's hear a headline.
Okay, let's get out of the gutter and get into some good, wholesome news.
Okay, here we go.
Right. Man accused of peeing on family at Metallica concert.
Oh, fuck. Of course. I'm off the never land. Yeah. Well, okay, good. Continue. Let's hear it.
Yeah, okay. So, a New Mexico man is facing charges of disorderly conduct and indecent exposure after he allegedly peed on a family at Friday's Metallica's concert in Glendale. So this dude is from Albuquerque. Was arrested after a family of three told employees at the University of Phoenix Stadium that they felt a warm liquid washing over their backs of their legs. Over their backs and legs.
Oh my God, that's worse.
It's so much worse. The father, who was attending the show with his 10-year-old daughter, told police when he turned around, he saw a suspect holding his genitals. Police confronted the man, who allegedly struggled, according to the news agency. State troopers were called into the scene. They questioned the dude, who denied peeing on the family. He was arrested around 9:40 p.m. So basically, he needed to go washroom. He's extremely drunk.
Yeah.
And he was like, this is a good place to pee.
Okay. Well, hey, time out here. Now, is Metallica become that band where it's like, son, I'm going to take you to see Metallica. Bring your mom. Oh,
definitely, man.
Okay, so they're now in that, obviously, yeah.
Like, yeah, I've got them on Instagram, and they show, like, their concerts. And there's like, their fans range from old to really young.
Yeah, you know? I guess so. I got kids. I could go to, like, my daughter could go to a concert, and I listened to Metallica from fucking way back in the day. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so, I guess it's weird because they were always, in the 80s, they were like, oh, you listen to Metallica? Holy Christ. Like, fuck, that's super heavy. No, it's like, no. Metallica's on the radio.
Like, exactly. It's not like what I listen to now, like Five Finger Death Punch. That's okay. far heavier than Metallica.
Far aggressive. Yeah. So, now we've gotten over that hurdle. Yes, Metallica is a band where generations are going to see. Okay, right. We've finished that. Metallica is a band that people like to go party. And you know what? Maybe if, say you and I go to a Metallica concert, we're like, hey, we don't get out much. This is a good time. It reminds us of the old days. We're going to way over drink, even though we don't drink as much or at all. You mean? So it's, I can see people getting out of hand, trying to recapture their youth for an evening.
Yeah. And I think what it is
let me finish.
Okay.
Now, where I draw the line, I don't mind getting hammered. And you know me, we've been out a lot. We've been out tons of times. I got a bladder the size of a walnut. So, you mean, I have half a beer. I'm like, oh, going to the bathroom. So I get the urge to piss all the time. But peeing on a family, that's where I throw the flag. Offside, buddy. Like, I can excuse, you mean, trying to recapture the glory days, getting hammered at a Metallica concert and getting pissed up. But peeing on a family, that's where I go, no.
I think, you know what, though? I think that what this is that it's a true, authentic experience. I know. I mean that even if the same guy had seen Metallica 20 years ago, which he probably did, the same thing back then. Like, right. This is his standard modus operandi at a Metallica concert. It just so happens that Metallica's 25 years later, 30 years later, and now people have brought their kids. This guy is still acting the same way. Yeah. Metallica, dude, get hammered, dude. I'm going to take a piss, man. And like, I swear to God, he would have pissed on somebody else back in the day.
Well, yeah, actually, he probably would have pissed on people a few rows ahead of him because you're younger and your stream is a little stronger. But, yeah, I guess I understand. Like, I don't got to get into the science of it all. So, well, actually, Fear Innes from the Fearcast and Fifthcast, I saw on Instagram, he went to a Metallica show with his lovely wife.
Yeah, and I've seen a couple other guys post as well. Metallica's doing a tour. Obviously, I think they're in, yeah, they're going around there. I think the last ones I saw that they're in Vancouver, and I know that friends of mine were in Vancouver to see him, so that was pretty cool, my friend Chris.
Take so, my van, we're off to get it as Wonderland. Oh, that's a local joke, I don't know. Okay, so my final ruling on this one is, don't pee on people at a Metallica concert. It's not cool, dude. Not cool.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure we could change a Metallica song into a Depends commercial.
Yeah.
Anytime
now, yeah. Like, just, we're right around the corner.
Yeah, well, I mean, for this dude here who just can't figure out how to not pee on other people.
I thought you were talking about Metallica themselves because they're a little older than we are. Because
if you're peeing on the back of their legs and like their legs and their back, either you're flowing your stream everywhere, or they were laying on their stomachs while watching the concert, you know, on a grass or grassy section of.
Can you imagine holding your cell phone up and like filming the concert and be like, what the? It just catches your peripheral vision, and you're like, oh, I got to pan this way. What the fuck is this?
It just reminds me of, who was it? I think it was Howie Mandel in the day. And we used to repeat this joke over and over and say, like, you know what you do? You go to one of those porn theaters and you fill a squirt gun full of Jergens lotion. Right?
Yeah.
You know, you eat with warm Jergens, and then you sit there and you go, and you just spray it in the back of somebody's head, like two rows ahead of you.
Okay. Well, and to explain to our younger audience, porn theaters are where people used to watch adult films before the advent of the internet.
Yes, it was known for where you would keep all the weirdos and the freaks and the Pee Wee Hermans of the world.
Yes, if you know, yeah. Pee Wee Herman was caught in the porn theater pleasuring himself. Yeah, we had VCRs, and even before VCRs, we had little 8 8mm films. You mean like little, like, so pornography was out there, but it just wasn't. It wasn't easy to come by.
No, and the whole porn theater thing. I always found it weird because I'm like, so it's a theater where you go watch a movie that's a porno, but you're not supposed to touch yourself.
And you're like, I only need 5 minutes. I don't need 90-minute opus on fucking whatever the fuck. I don't know.
Anyway. I'm off to never land. Okay.
Yes, next story.
All right. So we're going to get a little more sophisticated here.
Oh, fuck. Here we go.
Iowa man tries to deposit a $1 million bill, gets arrested for drugs.
Okay. Let me try to mentally break this down. Okay, Adam. I used to have one of those joke bills, you know, $1 million Canadian.
Yeah.
So is that what he's passing the teller?
I believe that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, so he went to, and everybody has an uncle or that person in their family that's like, hey, you want $1 million? And they try to give the bill, and they take it back because they're going to play the joke on somebody else. So, I've seen them, so I get it. I'm like, okay, but so he was high and went to the bank?
An Iowa man was arrested after police allegedly found him carrying meth. Oh. As he tried to deposit a $1 million bill into his bank account. He attempted to deposit the bill, which he said was worth $1 million, into his bank account. Man, money's all subjective, man. Shut up, hippie.
Okay. Okay, obviously the guy's high and he's carrying drugs and he just, I don't know what he was thinking. Like, I don't know. It's meth. Like, fuck.
Well, he was so out of it that they're like, what are you doing? They're like, I'm depositing this $1 million bill, man. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? So he's like, no, man, here, I got another one. And he pulled out a bag of meth.
Oh, of course. Oh, pardon me.
Yeah. And the cops are just like, you're doing our job for us. So anyways, he got charged for possession and of a controlled substance and is being held in the county jail for $1,000. But lucky for him, he has a $1 million bill, so he'll be fine.
Well, he'll be good. Yeah, he's fuck got it covered.
What the fuck are you doing? I'm trying to deposit a $1 million bill. What do you mean? Oh, here's another one. Oh, wait, that's my bag of meth.
That's my meth. Sorry. What the fuck?
That's my medicine.
I see. Well, yeah, it's medicine, all right, in your Ziploc bag, you know. Obviously this guy's fucked up, and they should have charged him with trying to pass off like counterfeit money or something, just to spice it up, even though it's a bullshit charge, you mean, but just to like hammer their point home.
Yeah, cops really don't need help enhancing their charges, because they always charge you with like 700 things,
hoping that something sticks.
Yeah. Hoping that three will stick.
Well, it's also, I think in the States too, they do a lot of plea bargaining too. It's like, well, look at this, we let you go on these other fucking 1,600 things. Like, fuck, we were just charging with the one thing. Yeah, it's the meth thing I want dropped. I don't mind the jaywalking on the way to the bank. I don't mind the trying to use fake money. I don't mind this. I want the meth removed from my record, please. No, that's our sticking point. That's no. Sorry, sir.
Well, why not? Because it makes us laugh.
Yes.
That ain't right, man. Oh, that's just the way it's going to be.
So, anything out there? You got another headline?
Yeah, man, I got another one here. So, you remember we had the theft of the hockey equipment way back when, on one of the previous show. So, they had the hockey sticks.
Yep.
And they had the hockey gloves.
Yes.
And then there was the maple syrup the first time.
Yep. And then?
Maple syrup the second time.
Right. Part deux.
Part deux. Well.
No.
Somebody has decided to step up.
Part trois.
Oh, yes. Thieves make off with 22 tons of stolen Nutella chocolate.
No! Somebody's fucking partying. Okay, 22 tons of Nutella.
Yeah. In a crime that really crossed the line, a gang of sweet tooth thieves have made off with a ton of chocolate. Literally, the trailer was loaded was laden with 20 tons of chocolate, including a lot of Kinder. Oh, yeah, it's also Kinder Surprise eggs as well.
Ooh.
Right?
And they don't sell those in the States.
No, this is in Europe. Oh, so okay. This is where the theft took place.
Okay.
Valparaiso trailer laden with, chocolate fruit pearls and a Nutella spread was stolen in Germany, a German town of Neustadt. Oh. There you go. Neustadt in Hesse. It's thought the thieves even went as far as bringing in a truck to haul away the cooler trailer that was stocked with the goods. So a police postman says it's not even clear if they were after the sweets or after the trailer. But at this point, we don't know what their motive was.
Right.
But it's unclear the effect of this huge loss of Nutella worth 50,000 to 70,000 euros, approximately.
Oh, wow.
46,700 to 64,000 pounds.
Well,
British pounds.
Okay. Well, hang on. Time out. So Nutella, correct me if I'm wrong. What nut is it made out of? What's the?
That's a hazelnut, isn't it?
Yeah, the hazelnut. Now, remember when they had there was a drought or something, and they had a horrible season in Nutella. The prices were actually going up. Because,
yes.
Now, not that I'm sure we have a jar of it somewhere in the house, but it's not. I don't use it. It's not my daily spread. So, of course, you mean I eat toast on the weekend. That's how I treat myself. I'm old. So, and yeah, I don't even use Nutella then, but I know we got some in the house. So, but I was under the understanding that it went up in price because of the hazelnut crops were low.
Yeah, because of the drought. And yeah. So, well, they decided, well, you know what? Let's steal a truck that had like those fruit things. It has a Kinder Surprise.
Yes.
Which, I mean, just well, the Kinder Surprise alone.
Kinder Surprise I get because you cannot buy a Kinder Surprise in the United States of America.
Yeah, because, you know, you can ship them. Yeah. No, you can ship them to the U.S. if you've taken the Kinder Surprise, you've opened them, you've removed the toy from the chocolate and sealed them separately.
Yeah, because Kinder Surprise, what people don't know, it's a chocolate egg, like almost like an Easter egg, and there's a little toy inside that you got to put together. And that's the Kinder Surprise. Well,
yes.
The United States in their great wisdom have decided, you know what? Kids choke on these things. We're going to ban them. Yes. Keep the guns. Don't worry about guns. But Kinder Surprise, you motherfuckers. No, that's dangerous. Anyway, okay. I'm sorry.
And if you cross the border with a single just per Kinder Surprise, the fine is $2,500 per egg.
So if I'm, we've mentioned this before, I'm like 40 minutes, an hour away from the border. I have a passport. If I drive down and I got a Kinder Surprise sitting on my car seat when I'm going through customs, that's $2,500.
Yep, that's $2,500 fine.
Wow, Canadian or?
I believe it is.
It'd be American because it'd be American fine.
Yeah. It'd be $2,500.
Wow, so that's like $15 billion Canadian. Like.
Yeah, yeah, and a moose.
And a moose, yeah. Holy fuck, eh? Yeah, see, I get why they're illegal. But, if you consider the price of Nutella and you consider the I don't know, maybe because people, if you're going to ship them to the States, or smuggle them into the States, and yeah, I guess Kinders too, but, like, it just doesn't fucking make any sense.
Yeah, but they can still sell that stuff, even in Europe, right? They
can of course
still
sell it. Yeah.
A huge discount. You know,
Nutella out of the back of a truck.
Oh, fuck yeah! I forgot
who I'm talking to. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't eat that stuff, man. There's palm oil in that stuff, and that stuff will kill you faster than anything. Yes. But the, a lot of people love this stuff. So if you go look, if you go to the store, we got a drought. It's going to cost you €10 to get a small container, yeah. And you go, oh, I can give you one for €3.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to buy it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And yeah, it's I guess so. Yeah, I get it. I don't know. It's just fucked. Like, yeah. It's funny. Like, but, and I can almost, I guess, you know what the problem is? Well, you mentioned these headlines. And of course, if we have any first time listeners, I have no idea what you're bringing to the table. So what you're getting is real genuine reactions. And I think I just kind of I try to sit in that person's shoes and then try to make sense of it. And then, of course, 9 times out of 10, these headlines don't make any sense at all. So, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, you're preaching to the choir here, man.
Awesome. So, if you want, we can squeeze in one more. If not, we can end We can close it up, but do you want to push it to next week, or do you want to?
Yeah, we can squeeze in one more here.
Okay.
Okay, so naked man stuck in Iowa chimney, rescued by firefighters.
Hey! Chimney.
Right, so, okay, so this lady, I won't say her name, she teased her husband about being afraid of ghosts when he said he heard something whisper, "Get out of here." Ooh. While he was sorting out cans at his Iowa recycling business. Of course, it wasn't a ghost. It was a naked man in the chimney.
Oh.
All right. He said that, she was working the next morning at there's a redemption center where – sorry, I paused because I don't want to always say the names here.
Yeah, of course
not. You know, when she heard a man yell for help from the chimney, she told the Daily Times that the man explained, "I was playing hide and seek with my cousin. Don't call the cops." So the police were called.
Yeah, cool. Obviously, yeah.
As was the fire department, which eventually managed to free the soot-covered naked man. Firefighters initially planned to use a rope to pull him out of the chimney, but eventually opted to hammer. Hammer a hole and pull him out.
Yeah.
Though naked, the 29-year-old man had his clothes with him. This was definitely a first for that fire department. Right. The chief said, because you know, so he knew the guy that was in the chimney because he had asked him three times in the last recent weeks for a job at his company.
Right. Okay. Right?
So, the homeowner knew who he was.
Okay, right? So time out. Would this happen at their home? It did, right?
No, I think it happened at the business, right? She says it was at not a sorting center there, but the...
Okay, that's where it sounds... Okay,
if Redemption the home, Center.
Now, was she... That's their... Her, was she working there?
Yeah, she was working there.
Okay.
He came in and asked for a job three times.
Can I call bullshit right now? Can I say... Okay, dude who called the fire department and you were hearing voices. Okay, the guy in the chimney with his clothing is fucking your wife. Okay, now what happened was you came in and interrupted them. They heard you and he had nowhere else to fucking go. So that's why he was naked with his arm full of his own clothing and I'm going to play hide and seek up the chimney. And that's where he got stuck. That's like, I'm not trying to be, you know, it doesn't dig an Einstein.
Well, I don't know. I think it happened at the business and she called him and I don't know if he was there, but it says here that the owner knew the guy in the chimney because he had asked him three weeks for a job.
Because he's always hanging around because he's fucking your wife, buddy. Like, okay, I know we're all making jokes here, but come on, am I the only one that fucking sees this? You understand what I'm saying? Like, you got a nude guy, his clothes are tucked under his arm, and you fucking, your wife goes, "Oh my God, I'm hearing voices, I guess." Fuck off. I was playing hide and seek. And fuck, bullshit, I call shenanigans, you fucking bastards.
Well, you see, that's the thing. Like, right at the beginning, what does he say? He says, "Get out of here."
Well, yeah, right? He's not the smartest guy on the planet.
No, I know, but it's she was teasing, the wife was teasing the husband because the husband was saying, "Man, I think I heard a ghost." He said, "Get out of here." And really what it was is the guy's in the chimney going, "Get out of here."
Yeah.
He's telling the husband to fuck off so he can get out of the chimney. Yeah. And meanwhile, the husband's like, "Is that a ghost?"
Yeah, exactly.
No.
So like I said, we don't know the full story, but if if we're playing cards, I won't bet my house on it, but I certainly bet a paycheck that's the real story.
I see now what it was is that this guy not only tucked himself all the way up the chimney, but he used, he probably fell back and was kind of slid butt first.
Yeah. So his balls are hanging, right?
And that's exactly where I'm going with this. So the husband looked up the chimney and he's like, "Honey, I pulled on the flue and nothing happened." Which is the trap door to let the in air. And he was just like, "Yeah, we're just yanking on it." And it was, I heard it creaking and moaning, but that was it, And I swear there was an eclipse.
Well done, sir. Well, on that Bali note, I think we should wrap it up for the week. Do you want to tell everybody where they can find us on the Twitters?
On the Twitters, they can find us at Roman Pod and Cast, also on the Instagrams.
And yourself?
They can find me at Roman Citizens on the Instagram, Snapchats, Facebooks, you know, 4chan.
Yeah, 4chan. Anywhere. Myself, you can find me on Twitter, @RobertMMCast, and Instagram, I am Cast1973. And also, don't forget to check out all everything of Roman Podcast at www.romanpodcast.com, where you can see the networks we're on, the EMC Podcast Network and the Tangent Bound Network. And also, don't forget, we got our Amazon widget on there. If you're shopping on Amazon, go to our site first, click that banner, and boom, we get a little kiss from Amazon. It doesn't cost you anymore. Just one extra click for you, and Amazon goes, hey, thanks for sending your listeners to Amazon. Also, too, don't forget about our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any tasty nudes and you want to send them to Roman, send them to romanpodcast@gmail.com. But if I'm a happily married man, I got a newborn baby in the house, if you have any tasteful nudes and you want to send them to Robert, then you can send them to the same address. That's romanpodcast@gmail.com. And am I missing anything? Oh, yes.
Yes, our Q&A.
Yes.
Send in your questions.
Send in questions. If you have any questions for us, we're going to get together and we're going to have a little bit of drink and we'll hopefully film it and hopefully there'll be no balls. Well, there'll be balls, but we won't see them.
Yeah, we're not showing you my balls, so you're fine.
Just no.
Send in your Q&A. Send in your questions that you want us to answer and we'll be collecting them. And then we're not sure what episode, but if we collect enough of them, we'll just...
Yeah,
we'll make a YouTube video, and we'll have a drink or two.
Yeah, we'll throw them together. Oh, and also don't forget our review reach around. If you want to give Roman or Robert a review reach around, go to iTunes and give us a star rating and review, and that's what we call the review reach around. But don't forget, if you're listening to us on Stitcher, Google Play, or anywhere you're listening, they always get a like or a favorite or something. Same thing. You want to reach us around? That's what we call it.
That's right. So give us a 5-star Metallica yellow reach around.
There we go. Perfect. Outstanding. So until next week, I'm Robert Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
This is Randy.
This is Jesse.
And we are 2/3 of the Grawlix Podcast. Hey, Roman Podcast listeners, did you know Robert was actually on our show once? Yeah, he's a nerd.
He buys comics every Wednesday.
He sends us pictures of these comics. They see, what kind of deal is this? They get tasteful nudes and tasty nudes. We get comic book pictures. We get new Comic Wednesdays pictures. I don't know which one of us is getting the better deal.
It's true.
By the way, we talk about comics, and if you go to GrawlixPodcast.com, you'll hear us do that. GrawlixPodcast.com. It's GrawlixPodcast.com.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations, you have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangent Bound Network? That's right. Go check out tangentboundnetwork.com. You can look them up, and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile-friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, tangentboundnetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time.